I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a Faith Matters conversation about Obama's former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Is he a racist or a man who speaks his community's truth? We'll talk with two ministers about black liberation theology. But first, our weekly political chat. Barack Obama remains at the center of the headlines with reports that State Department workers illegally accessed his passport files and news that New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson plans to endorse him, not to mention the continuing fallout from his big speech. Meanwhile, Senator Hillary Clinton releases her schedule as First Lady and suffers a setback in the delegate hunt. And New York Governor David Paterson had some surprising news on his first day on the job and the Bear Stearns meltdown. What does this all mean? Joining us to talk about all this are Robert George, editorial page editor for the New York Post, and Ann Kornblut, political reporter with the Washington Post. Welcome to you both. There's almost too much to talk about.
it's been an interesting week.
yeah, that's an understatement. So, Robert, let's start with the Bill Richardson endorsement expected to happen later today. Important or not so much?
It's a very big endorsement for Obama for a couple of reasons. Now, Richardson, you know, didn't really get much traction when he was running in the presidency, but he brings a lot of credibility. He was a former cabinet member in the Clinton administration. He has a very solid body of work in terms of foreign policy experience in the context of being ambassador to the UN, helping negotiate some of the North Korea crises. And if there's one area in Obama's resume that needs shoring up, it's in foreign policy, national security affairs. So this is a very big get.
And what about you? The timing is certainly good, coming off all the other sort of toing and froing this week. What do you think? Big deal?
Oh, there's absolutely no question. We've long said that endorsements don't matter, but it's turning out that in this campaign, especially when so many of the endorsees are also superdelegates, they really do matter.
That's right.
The Clinton campaign has had such a hard time getting new superdelegates on their side. In particular, this week, they were pleased to announce that they got John Murtha. But Richardson is a much bigger get, as they call it. And, of course, former President Clinton had flown out there to watch the Super Bowl with Bill Richardson in the hopes of trying to turn him their way. And so it's another real setback for the Clinton campaign.
And keep in mind, too, that Hillary Clinton actually won the New Mexico primary. That was the one that went on forever in terms of counting it all. So the fact that the governor actually is going with Obama is also significant, too.
Because?
Well, I mean, just in the sense, as Ann said, you know, he's also a superdelegate. He's the governor of the state. His state went narrowly in the primary for Hillary Clinton, but he's endorsing Obama. So it sends a significant signal.
Also, the fact that he served in the Clinton administration, I think, is kind of also important. But let's move on to the whole question of the Obama speech and whether, you know, the big speech this week, you know, so many interesting reactions on so many levels. The you know what I mean? It just sort of seems to sort of touch so many chords. But there's a political dimension that has to be dealt with, sort of apart from kind of what it touches in each of us individually or not. Robert, do you think that Senator Obama effectively, stanched the bleeding?
I think so. I mean, you always have to be a little bit cautious in terms of making bold predictions, particularly this year. And the initial polls that have come out, some of these tracking polls, suggest that he was in sort of free fall for a few days, and then in terms of the day and a half where these polls started to measure the impact of the speech, he started to move back up. I think it's one of those things where it's going to have to like ripple out a little bit more. But again, just getting back to mentioning the Richardson, the fact that Richardson decided to make this endorsement now, 2 days after the 2 days after the speech, also sends, as Ann was pointing out about the superdelegates, sends a signal to some of them that Richardson has looked at this and measured the impact of Wright's comments and figured that, okay, I think Obama has responded to this enough, and I'm willing to now come out and endorse him. So I would say that politically it seems to have worked so far.
And what do you think that Senator Clinton's response has been pretty temperate about it? She says, well, it was good that he gave that speech.
Yes, the Clinton campaign and Senator Clinton herself have been extremely circumspect in ways that they aren't always about some of these issues. Her muted response really reflects their feeling that any time that she's talking about the economy and about Iraq, especially in the states where they're campaigning, places like Pennsylvania and Indiana, they're happy to have Obama talking about something that they see as sort of lofty, not part of the bread and butter issues, and not really relevant to the lives of sort of lower working middle class Democrats that they're trying to appeal to. So from the perspective of the Clinton campaign, this was just fine with them. They received some sort of unfortunate news last night in the form of a photograph that shows President Clinton with Reverend Wright at the White House back in the 1990s, and in particular during a point in time when he was trying to apologize for the Monica Lewinsky event. Reverend Wright was apparently a guest at the White House when he invited a number of ministers there during his period of atonement.
Those pesky photographs.
That's also an awkward juxtaposition, too, because we also this week had the release of the First Lady's schedule from the White House.
I was going to ask you about that.
What did we learn?
One
of the things that was interesting is people started talking about the fact, a number of times that Monica and Bill were getting together were times when Hillary was in the White House. So that, along with the Jeremiah Wright visiting the White House, has probably brought a few memories that Hillary Clinton didn't need. It also, frankly, kind of, I think, made shaky some of her claims of being fully engaged on a policy level on some of these big issues. So I think she may have to push back against some of the arguments that may not have been as involved and have as much quote experience unquote as she's been claiming.
And what do you think about that? What is the campaign saying about what they think her schedule shows? Setting the whole Lewinsky thing aside, because I don't know what you can say about that. You know what I mean? I mean, what are you going to say?
The campaign, once again, there's very little they can say at this point. Senator Clinton has tried to use, to the extent, and it's been quite limited, that Lewinsky has come up as an issue. She's tried to use it as an example of how she, too, has had rough patches in her life but has overcome them. Again, the campaign is thrilled to be on the ground in places where they don't have to talk about any of this. They've tried very hard to narrow their focus away from what's happening in Washington back into Pennsylvania and also into Michigan, where Senator Clinton went this week to try and press her case. They believe there's only a few things they can do to win this. So they're trying to keep their eye on that ball, and that ball requires running up the numbers in states like Pennsylvania. So they're trying not to get distracted by the message of the day. They've done, a decent job of it this week, given how much else there's been to talk about.
Hold on a second. I just need to take a short minute to say, if you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm speaking with Washington Post reporter Ann Kornblut and Robert George with the New York Post editorial board about the week in politics. Talk about sort of the money issues. Let's talk for a minute about the economy and the sale of Bear Stearns at a discount to J.P. Morgan with help from the Federal Reserve. The administration has characterized this as a market stabilization. And, you know, but now people are saying, gee, if you can bail out the banks but not the homeowners. Robert, how do you think this plays in the campaign? It's interesting, it's almost on two different tracks. It's almost like the economic news and then there's the campaign. But how can they not connect at some point?
Well, and anytime you have a big event like this, it's definitely in the interest of the people challenging the White House, challenging the current administration, to make that link. On the Bear Stearns sale in particular, I think the administration has a legitimate point, even though there have been critics on both the left and the right about this idea of a bailout. I think they do have a legitimate point because they have to recognize it's not just Bear Stearns. If it was just a case of Bear Stearns failing, I think the administration might say, "Okay, well, you know, let it go under."
I get that. I get what you're saying, but let's talk about the politics of that. I mean, how does this play in the presidential campaign when John McCain is admittedly not a person who believes that he has such a deep knowledge of economic issues, and Hillary Clinton's made such a message of them. I'm just wondering, how do you think this plays out on the campaign?
Well, one thing, I think John McCain, I think, was perfectly happy to be overseas, you know, going from Iraq, Israel, and to the UK to be bolstering his already strong foreign policy credentials. Whereas Hillary Clinton was definitely a gift for her, who seems to have a slight edge on Obama on the issue of the economy. So
okay.
I think it's definitely it definitely played to her strength as well. And I agree with the point that Anne made earlier earlier on, that this week Hillary was able to talk about both Iraq and the economy, connecting it with Bear Stearns, and that's better for her than having she's happy to have Obama talk about race. So I think in a sense that bundle of issues has played to her strength this week.
Okay, Robert, I'm sorry, Ann, I don't mean to cut you out, but I have got to ask you, what is going on in New York with your governors? Governor David Patterson, first day on the job, talking about his personal life. What's up?
Well, as we say here, it's a sorry state of affairs, if you pardon the pun.
We don't.
Well, sorry. It is, I mean, you know, it's been 10 days, basically, since we've had, you know, one governor, being found out about prostitution, then resigning, and now this new governor on the first day admitting to serial affairs. I have my sense is, it is true that there were rumors about David Patterson's love life for several years. I think he felt that it was better to try and make a proactive statement and try and get this out of the way. Unfortunately, it has really backfired in a terrible way, because it's created a number of other questions, and people start asking, you know, well, was he using campaign funds? It seems like he may have been giving one of his mistresses money to help to reimburse her for a campaign donation to another candidate.
So not a great start to his administration. Okay. Robert George is editorial page editor for the New York Post. He joined us from our New York bureau. We were also joined by Ann Kornblut. She's a political reporter with the Washington Post, and she joined us on the phone. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.